Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling into darkness, and Bible calls us to walk as children of light. Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. One of the big movements that don't look good in our neighborhoods today is this gay agenda, the gay agenda. And, you know, we have gays everywhere. And that's because you got people everywhere, and wherever you got people, you're going to have sinners bringing their sins. And but the problem about this sin here of homosexuality is they are trying to not only be accepted by society, but they are trying to change society. And the problem with that is, one thing for you to sin, but when you try to make me become a sinner like you, then there's a problem. And most people don't know really how to handle gay people, particularly when it comes to Christians and the Bible. And you'll hear a lot of gay people say, you know, well, Christian folks, they ain't no Christian, because they don't love one another. You know, they don't love you. That ain't no love. They hate gays and things like that. And that's being very un-Christian. You know, you're supposed to, the Bible teaches that we are supposed to love the sinner but hate the sin. You love the sinner but you hate the sin. And that's why this week we want to listen to a pastor who had been on both sides. He used to be into that homosexual lifestyle, but God done saved him. And so he's going to try to tell us how we can best witness to gay people, because we don't want nobody. You don't want nobody to go to hell. You don't want nobody to die and go to hell. And so he's going to teach us how we ought to be loving the gay people, and from a biblical perspective. So get close to your radio and listen as Pastor Joe Chimo speaks.
Praise God. God is good. Amen. All right. He is so awesome, and I just feel that we really need to talk about something very, very sobering today, very, very important, something that is affecting all of our lives, and something that's affecting not only our lives here in California, but the entire nation and the entire world. And I want to talk to you today about something we can't ignore, and it's about the destruction of the American family. It's about the destruction of our nation and where it's headed. And there's a lot of changes that are going, that are taking place today in breakneck fashion. I mean, we are on the cusp of electing one of two different men, both who are in favor of same-sex unions. We are in our state now reeling because of a decision that was made by the California Supreme Court, four to three, you have a decision that overturns the majority of Californians. 61% of Californians voted a few years ago to define marriage in our state as being between one male and one female only. And that decision was overturned by four people. who basically were legislating from the bench and basically opened the door to homosexual marriage, which the full right for two men, homosexual men, to adopt little boys and what have you, and all kinds of ugly scenarios are on the horizon, and redefine what marriage is in our country. And thanks to a very, very liberal media nationwide and a campaign to legitimize gay marriage, even though not only our state, I mean, we're one of the most, if not the most liberal, but at least one of the most liberal states in the nation, and our nation overwhelmingly voted to define sex between a male and a female. And it's interesting because even the Los Angeles Times a few years ago put the homosexual population in the United States as between 2 and 3%. And while 78% of the people in our nation claim to be Christian, it's amazing that 2 to 3% could redefine marriage with their lobbies and with the right people in the media and the right people legislating from the bench here in our state. And this is absolutely amazing as what's going on, not just here in California. You know, it's already in Massachusetts, and from California, it's going to probably spring, across the entire landscape of our nation. Every state usually will follow California in big decisions like this, but also in other parts of the world. I don't know if you know, but last Tuesday in Norway, they legalized homosexual marriages as well. That happened in a whole country, the whole country of Norway. And the Western world is being transformed before our very eyes. And it needs to be understood from the get-go that our nation and much of the Western world was built upon the understanding of the Ten Commandments. The Western world, our country for the last 200 plus years since we've become a nation, our legal code was built upon an understanding of a basic, you know, Ten Commandments, very basic truth issues. The Western world for almost 2,000 years has been built on the legal code of the Ten Commandments. And of course, the Hebrew nation, Israel, for over 4,000 years have been built on God's word and his truth. And then the Ten Commandments 3,500 years ago through Moses, given by God to him at Mount Sinai. And cultures from time immemorial that have embraced homosexuality. The studies show that every culture that has embraced homosexuality as a lifestyle and promoted it has destroyed itself in time, and many of them, or most of them, within a generation or so. And we are basically committing suicide as a nation. We are inviting the judgment of God. We are begging God to judge us. We are mocking him to his face. And the God of the Bible says that he will not be mocked, and that people will reap what they sow. It's also important for us to understand that homosexuality is only one sin that our nation is flaunting and rejoicing in. You know, drunkenness is celebrated in the media and many of the movies. Adultery between heterosexuals. It's not just those engaging in homosexuality. It's heterosexuals engaging in adultery and flaunting adultery and fornication and various sins as well. So it's not like, you know, one sin is distinctively the problem in our nation. We have a lot of sins in our nation, not just among homosexuals, but among heterosexuals as well. And one thing we need to be here is honest and not hypocritical, and say and point the finger at one group. We need to recognize there's all kinds of things going on in our nation. And there are many professing Christians, professing that is, who are walking in blatant sin, whether it's adultery. Some churches are even sanctioning homosexuality as though it's acceptable to God. We're in huge trouble as a nation. Now, it's interesting because as you look at this subject matter, it needs to be addressed. I'm going to share things with you this morning that you're not going to get on 60 Minutes. You're not going to, get in, you know, in the public media. You're not going to get in, unfortunately, you know, 99% of churches either. A lot of the information that I'm going to share with you. People really don't have a clue as to what the homosexual agenda is and what the founders of that agenda have desired and what their plan is. And I believe many people that have embraced homosexuality, because there's a diversity among those who have given themselves over to that, many of them don't realize what the end game is among homosexual leaders. But as this unfolds, It doesn't get any creepier than what I'm going to share with you. But I also want to share with you that just as a person who's caught up in adultery, that God loves that person and wants to extricate that person from that bondage and that sin, our God is not only holy and righteous, calling us to live the lives He's called us to live, the way He's called us to live, but He also loves and cares for those who have fallen into homosexuality. Many homosexuals will admit that they know it's wrong, that they know it's not natural behavior, that they are bound by darkness and by sin, and that it's become a bunch of chains to them. But the good news is that Jesus Christ came to preach liberty to the captives, amen? He came to set the captives free. And one of my favorite verses in the Bible comes after 1 Corinthians 6:9. It's 1 Corinthians 6:10. But 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, "Be not deceived. Know ye not that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" And it mentions neither, you know, thieves, and it mentions revilers and extortioners and people like that. And but then it goes on to mention adulterers and fornicators and the effeminate and homosexuals. Paul says they will not inherit the kingdom of God. He says, don't be deceived on this issue. In other words, Paul, the apostle, knew that there would be a huge deception that would take place, and people would be deceived into believing that they could embrace adultery or homosexuality and still enter into heaven, still enter into God's kingdom. That's why he says, let no one deceive you, or be not deceived. But the very next verse, verse 10, I love that verse because it says, but such, Paul writing to the Corinthians. And the Corinthians were much like the Californians. They were a people that were on the water. A lot of people flocked there, and they celebrated certain things, and they gave themselves over to various sins. And he says in verse 10 that such were some of you, but you were washed. That is, their sins were washed away by the blood of Jesus, you know. And that they were sanctified. That means they were set apart from sin to God's service. He says, and you were justified. Justified means to be made right with God. That means that church, the church at Corinth, was filled with people that had been involved in adultery, had been involved in homosexuality, had been involved in theft. But he says, and such were some of you. They were no longer classified. They were no longer adulterers. They were no longer revilers and extortioners and thieves. They were no longer homosexuals. But God changed their hearts. He changed their lives. And Jesus' word, Jesus said, he'll set you free. And he says, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And he says, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen? Because he came to set the captives free. And Paul said, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Amen? He makes us new. And that's the good news for those who are caught up in sin, no matter what the sin is. That's the good news for homosexuals. The gospel means good news. The Greek word for gospel in the New Testament is euangelion. It means good news. Christians should be bringing good news to those who are trapped in sin. It breaks my heart when I see this one particular group where, you know, if somebody dies serving the country and they come back and they have a funeral for them, there's these professing Christians, don't be deceived either as to who claims to be Christian as though they're Christians, and they'll picket their funeral and they'll damn them to hell simply because the United States government has the don't ask, you know, don't tell policy. Therefore, since they served in the military, they co-signed their, you know, their souls to eternal hell, and they have these raving rants on how God hates homosexuals so much, and at these funerals, and I see that, I'm like, wow, you know, you guys need to turn to Jesus too. You need to repent too. You need to get saved too, you see. And don't confuse that with Christianity. And the sad thing is, the tragic thing is many of those who are caught up and lost in the homosexual lifestyle, that's the picture they get of Christianity. They need people who really know Jesus, people who came out of these things. That's all of us. All of us came out of some sin, right? We were all in bondage to some sin. We've all been set free to let them know, hey, I was caught up too. I was bound. It may not have been your sin, or it may have, depending on the case, because there's different people in our fellowship who once were bound by the lifestyle of homosexuality. And I could point to different people in our fellowship who have been set free, who are leading the way, who are ministering to others. You know, praise God for Dee Forgetti. She heads up a ministry here to reach out to those caught up in the homosexual lifestyle, yet she herself had gone through it. And then she met Jesus, and he set her free, and she's God's used her to minister to many, many people and bring them out of that lie. You see, many people know, even just from looking at nature, I mean, you just look at human anatomy, it's obvious that a male and a female were made compatibly sexually. The two of them become one, and the most incredible miracle happens through two becoming one. There is a birth of a child, life, you see. And God's word defines marriage from Genesis onward as being between a man and a woman. And it says in Genesis chapter 1 through 3 that Genesis means beginning, is that God created a male and female, and that the two would become one flesh, and that they would procreate and bring forth children, you see. And the scriptures teach that when two men are together, it'll bring forth destruction and disease. In fact, it says that in Romans chapter 1 that men left the natural use of the women and burned in their lust for one another and received in themselves the due penalty of their perversion. And when men are together, it doesn't bring forth life. Two men can't be together, or two women can't be together and produce a child. But when two men are together, it produces disease and destruction. And one of the most devastating sexually transmitted disease is AIDS. And it's transmitted through heterosexual adultery and homosexual sex, both things that God has forbidden. And if we really care about those caught up in adultery and those caught up in homosexuality that are rejecting what God's word has to say about these things, we won't ignore it and pat them on the back and act like everything's okay. We'll lovingly warn them about the truth. You see, in Africa, I mean, the entire continent was on the verge of being destroyed, with hundreds of millions of people potentially being destroyed by AIDS. I mean, where was this destruction 50 years ago? It wasn't, even in Africa. Because you see what happened when the sexual revolution came to the United States of America in the 1960s through the hippie movement, and our youth were being deceived into what so-called was supposed to be free sex and free love, and they began to divorce and shack up with different people and become serial adulterers and embrace homosexuality and these things. I mean, that's when we had an onslaught of sexual transmitted diseases in our nation. Herpes and gonorrhea and syphilis just shot through the roof. And then 1970s, when homosexuality was brought out of the closet, then what happened? Boom, we got hit with AIDS, you see? But the tragedy is that Africa, they also got hit with the sexual revolution. It didn't get into Africa until the 1970s. See, Africa is behind, Europe and the United States with regard to the sexual revolution. That was a good thing, though. But when the sexual revolution hit the urban areas in Africa through the magazines and through the clubs, and because there's urban areas all over in Africa, and then the news began to spread, and you know, the different rock stars and were promoting this sexual freedom, and then in Africa they had marriage was between a husband and a wife in various areas. There were also marriages that were Muslim where it was one husband and four wives, but even those relationships, which are not sanctioned by scripture, they were at least self-contained within a man and four women. So you still didn't have this serial adultery and homosexuality. But what happened is the sexual revolution hit Africa in the 1970s and the 80s it picked up. And now Africa, I mean, they were almost destroyed as not just from nation to nation, but almost as an entire continent, you guys. It wasn't until many Christians were over there showing the way of abstinence and what God's word has to say, where whole nations began to see curbing of AIDS and what have you in those nations. Yet you won't hear these things I'm talking about in the public media. You won't hear them when you're watching 60 Minutes or MTV or reading the Los Angeles or New York Times. You won't hear about all the cultures that have been destroyed because of embracing homosexuality. Yet millions of people in our nation will hear the lies, and they're being taught the lies. And those who've embraced a homosexual lifestyle are being lied to by the media. The media is not their friend when they're promoting homosexuality, because the Bible warns of devastation. The studies that have been done on the mortality rate among homosexualities are alarming. For male homosexuals, and these are the studies where obituaries are studied of those who die as homosexuals, and the studies have shown that an average between the age 35 and 39 is the average death of the homosexual male. And that's when recent studies have shown that the average male heterosexual male is at least 78 years old. Okay? I'm talking about males in general. It's brought down to 78 because of others that have died young and what have you. But the average age of a heterosexual male is 78. And obituaries show that among lesbians that it's the late 40s they die, where the average woman dies about 80 now. I mean, it's almost half the age. I mean, you live over just over half the age of the average person. That says a lot.
Yes, it do. We're going to stop the tape right there today, but we'll pick right back up there tomorrow. That was a pastor who at one time was a homosexual, and now he's a pastor living a straight life. He's on Straight Street. All right. That's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.
Cause if you